This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3. The Fan standing by for Jared Sandler. He'll join us here momentarily, our Rangers insider. At the breaks, are you guys just pretty much refreshing Cowboys Twitter and looking for the latest? This has been a fun day too, hasn't it? Apparently, we just had a fight, I think Marquise Bell was involved. I think Tyler Guyton was involved.
Troy Pride and then Tyler Neville, who's one of the backup tight ends.
Okay.
And then immediately Shoddy pulled the whole team together, and he was not happy with it. He wants to get in some good work, and the next person that ends up getting in a fight, they're getting kicked out of practice. So Shoddy wasn't having it. So there were some over-unders this morning from Bobby, one of which was, would we see Shoddy chew out a player? Well, he didn't just do it to a player. He kind of chewed out the whole team there.
He did, and I think the issue looking at the coverage is that Troy Pride had to go to the tent to get checked out afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess it's one thing if it's a depth guy, but you don't want any injuries. And if there's unnecessary injuries, you know, I don't know. I think you want intensity. You want a brotherhood. You want guys taken out for each other. But when you have 90 guys together, there's going to be some fisticuffs. There's going to be some fights. And as a competitor, I don't know if I really want to have a full training camp without any fights. I want guys fighting for jobs so hard that they get jammed up. I want guys so desperate to make a good impression so they can call their family after practice and say, I think I did it today. You know, and maybe you can. Maybe you can burn so hot and still be able to hold that off. But if you're looking at 90 guys and nobody wants to fight, I think you got a dog problem on your hands. And this team's had that problem for a long time.
Yeah, I agree. And especially when you're preaching physicality and all that kind of stuff, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. But you also, I understand a coach saying like, hey, we don't, in the back of his mind, he's probably like, this ain't that bad of a thing, but we don't need to get carried away with it either.
Well, it's the second day of practice. Like, I think typically you would see this later on. You're starting to get annoyed. You want to go ahead and hit somebody other than your teammates where you've been doing this for 2 weeks. That's when you start to see the scuffle. Second day of practice, that one's a little rare.
I mean, the realest stuff I ever saw over the years was Dez Bryant and Tyler Patman, and I think for a lot of people, it raises the intensity. Like, you have a fight and then you restart practice. I mean, there's just a little bit of some extra juice to it. So, I mean, Dez had a number of great fights. I don't know if he won any of them, but they were very entertaining. DeMarco Murray and Sean Lee used to always be in each other's face. Like, you go back 2013, 14, 15, and 16, a linebacker, running back, and there would be stuff being said. So, I don't know. I guess this goes along with Schottenheimer's desire to build a group of guys that care about each other and are family. And does it go to discipline? Does it go to, hey, let's manage to play at that edge without going over. So we're going to train our bodies and our emotions right now to make sure they don't get the best of us. We don't want any extracurricular flags and stuff. Okay, so we're going to get Sands here. He's down line. He's at Jared Sandler. He is brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, what's up? How's it going, guys?
Well, I mean, you tell us, man. this is really starting to feel great. The offense is flowing. The performance from Jacob DeGrom, the ball flying out of the yard. Like, I know it hasn't been long enough, Jared, but how's the clubhouse now? How's the tone around the ballpark here as they've won, what, 5 of 6? Is that if you consider everything?
Yeah. I mean, this is kind of a boring answer, but it's kind of the same as it was when they were struggling. And I think that's a part of the beauty of this team that's definitely, you know, a part of the 23 team is, you know, when they were struggling, it was the same guys playing ping pong who played ping pong when they won 40 of their first 60. And same guys sitting and doing the crossword or playing, you know, Immaculate Grid was big back then. And it was just the same guys doing the same things. And, you know, obviously after the game, the clubhouse has been in a better mood, you know, more often than not here of late. But, you know, showing up to the yard day of, getting ready for the game, you really honestly, I don't think, would know the difference between the way the team's been playing here now versus, you know, the beginning of the season when they were struggling to really get going.
Probably why they're so clutch and why, you know, in the biggest moments, maybe they perform better than the competition there in 2023. Let's talk health of these players. Higashioka has been amazing this month. Last night, exiting the game with a hammy that can be tough to come back from. What do we know about this hammy, though, Sands?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking at Twitter to see if anything, you know, was announced a second ago, but I would expect that Kyle Higashioka would go on the IL. You know, the Rangers, the hamstring's not an easy thing to just bounce back from, and you know, the tone last night from folks was that, you know, this wasn't going to be a, hey, you know, I'll just give him a couple days and he'll be back type of deal. And so if that's the case, then the Rangers are going to have to, you know, figure out what they want to do. You know, Tucker Barnhart was in the organization but retired earlier this year, you know, in the middle of the season. And Cooper Johnson's a guy in AAA who I guess would be next man up, but I don't know that he's a guy that, you know, for a team that's pushing to make a postseason run, I maybe he's the guy, or maybe they're going to look elsewhere. You know, the trade deadline's coming up here, and, you know, I hate to say beauty, but the interesting thing with injuries is right around this time, you kind of count your chickens a little bit, you know, with a depth or an area where you think you have depth and something goes wrong, well, you can do something about it now. You know, 2 weeks from now, you can't. So, you know, I think the Rangers perhaps are making calls, have made calls to see what's out there in terms of a backup catcher, a guy who can hold down the fort until Higgy comes back. So, but, you know, it's really a bummer because, you know, his struggles offensively at the beginning of the year, I think you can kind of tie to, you know, when he had the intercostal injury that put him on the IL. And then when he came back, it seemed like it took a little bit of time for him to get going. But really over the last, you know, few weeks, he's been a really big part of the offensive production at the bottom of the order.
It's like, yeah, I was just asking Yavin at the open of the show with how well he's played. And then unfortunately, Jonah Heim's regression offensively since the World Series year. They spent a first round pick on Moore just a year ago, but I mean, catcher does seem like it could be a sneaky need for this baseball team in the future.
Yeah, and you know, they drafted Malcolm Moore, their first round pick last year, and I think the hope is, you know, especially given that he's a, you know, Stanford guy, college guy, that, you know, he could maybe progress a little bit faster. But he, you know, missed a lot of time earlier this year with a broken finger, and so, and I don't know that he would have necessarily been an option at this point. You know, I think would have been more likely if this was in 2026. But yeah, you know, they clearly have identified, and I think every organization always recognizes the need for catchers. I mean, heck, look at the Orioles. They got Adley Rutschman. They got one of the best, maybe the best catching prospect in baseball in Samuel Basayo, and then they went and drafted a couple of catchers too, with Bodine and Ike Irish, and Irish can play the outfield. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's one of those positions where the minute you think you got depth, you know, one day later, one injury later, and maybe you're not as secure as you thought. So yeah, I think that, you know, it could be a guy like I talked about, a veteran who can just plug a hole, or maybe, Zach, kind of to your point, maybe they find a guy who's got some team control and someone who can be around for a little bit of time, and maybe this injury to Higgy is just kind of what encourages them to go out and seek that guy. But, you know, I think long-term, hopefully, you know, Malcolm Moore can be that guy. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Even if he is, you always need more than just one good catcher, unless you're talking about an all-world catcher like Cal Raleigh. But, you know, even Cal has Mitch Garver backing him up. And, you know, that's if your catcher is as good with the bat as, you know, you'd like him to be, then you want him to be in the lineup more often. Well, then you probably need more DH days for him, too. So that mean, that in some ways only further emphasizes the importance of having a good backup catcher.
We get some movement in the bullpen.
Yeah. You guys see that? So Luke Jackson DFA'd and John Gray activated. So, John Gray is going to pitch in a kind of a swing role. I wouldn't be surprised if John made some starts. Wouldn't be surprised if, he pitches in some high leverage back of the bullpen type of situation. So, Luke came in. He was a spring training sign. The Rangers weren't really sure who was going to hold down the ninth. On opening day, there was an out that should have been made that wasn't scored an error, but play that should have been made that allowed the Red Sox to take control in the ninth. And after that, though, Luke was really good for a couple weeks and helped the team bank some wins early. Remember, the Rangers got off to a decent start, and then it's just kind of been inconsistent. And the Rangers have, as you guys know, we really haven't had many of these conversations about a bullpen shakeup. They've actually had remarkable roster consistency with their bullpen. You know, the core of relievers that they started the season with have been their core, and Luke Jackson's was a part of that. But he's kind of the guy who hadn't been pitching as well. And so with John Gray being activated off the 60, you got to make a 40-man roster move. And second time around, Luke Jackson, second stint with the organization. He certainly helped plug some holes early, but, unfortunately just wasn't getting it done at the level he needed to secure the roster spot.
Assuming John Gray is sharp and his profile is about what it's been for his career, what kind of potential does he have? What's his ceiling in a relief role?
Well, there are a couple of things that it's always tough to measure. If you were going to put him in the eighth or ninth innings, which, ninth inning is obviously the highest, as a closer, the highest leverage spot. But eighth inning isn't something to just scoff at. How's he going to do when that first opportunity to save a game or protect a lead goes awry, right? Because we've seen John in the bullpen. He's been really good, even in the playoffs. But what happens when that first one doesn't go well? And how do you bounce back? Right. Well, because, they might need you the next day, and that next day might be a one run situation. And heck, it might be a one run situation with the best guys the other team has due up. That's always a tough thing to quantify. And for some guys, they can do it in the eighth, but they can't do it in the ninth. And I don't know that John is or isn't going to get the ninth inning. I mean, there certainly is not a lock on that inning by anyone on the roster at this time. The Rangers can mix and match, but and maybe Sean Armstrong becomes that guy with how good he's been. But and then the other thing is just the recovery. Starting pitchers are used to pitching, and they throw a lot, and then they got their 4 days to build back up, and then they throw again, and they do it again and do it again, and they know they have that rhythm, they have that consistency. So, you know, how will John fare over a longer stretch with maybe having an inconsistent role, or, you know, an inconsistent pattern in which he works after a career in which he has, you know, basically lived exclusively in the rotation, save for a few outings. So those are the things that, you know, I don't know. As far as the stuff, Gavin, high velocity fastball, it's not like a dominant fastball that, you know, metrically grades out top notch, but when you throw it 97 miles an hour, that you know, that's good. Like that plays. And it's the slider that's the key. You know, he has got a very, very good slider. That's his swing and miss pitch. That's the, you know, that's the dominant, you know, offering he can go to that, you know, it seems like every good high leverage reliever has at least one of. And so then the key is, you know, with that fastball, just being able to command it properly. And, you know, if he can, I don't see any reason why John couldn't be a really good asset for this team in the bullpen.
The Rangers were named as a possible fit for Marcell Ozuna, the Braves DH. Does that make sense to you?
So yes and no. The Rangers obviously have not gotten a ton out of their DH, and they've moved some guys around. I guess the question is, to answer that, Gavin, what do you think you're going to get from Jock Peterson? And I know you can't expect to just get the best version of Jock. I feel pretty good about, you know, getting better than what you got. But you don't want either guy in the outfield consistently. Maybe Ozuna's a little more palatable than Jock, but it's not like you know, he's going to be an asset there. And the thing with Ozuna, guys, that kind of concerns me a little bit, he got off to a great start. I don't know if you guys have looked, but his numbers since the end of May have been pretty atrocious.
He's lost playing time, hasn't he?
Yeah, so, you know, if I'm going to go and get that guy, I got to feel really good about something that tells me he's going to turn things around. The other thing, guys, he is a free agent at the end of the year, but there's a lot of money tied to that contract. So unless the Rangers are going to, you know, the front office convinces ownership to go above that lower luxury tax threshold, I'm not sure, you know, without other money being sent back to Atlanta or elsewhere in a deal, I don't know that financially it's a deal that would make sense for them. But it's just tough to get a DH only because you have one and you signed him to a two-year deal just shy of $40 million because he is a really good hitter. And I think your best bet is to hope that he goes back to being something close to that guy. That's not to say you don't go out and get people. You do, and we talked about the other day getting guys who can hit lefties. But with Marcell Ozuna's contract and how bad he's been for the last 2 months, I don't know if that's the dice roll you wanna make.
Some are calling it the worst interview of all time. Jared, did you hear our rowdy conversation yesterday?
I still haven't. I heard something about Brisket Sandoz being involved, but I'll say one of my favorite things. Someone also mentioned to me that one of you guys asked him about being a minister. Well, you know, he's MOT. You know, they're all members of the tribe who play Major League Baseball are you know, they need to be held sacredly. So I don't know if the minister works in his future, but I haven't heard it. I haven't heard all of it, but you know, Rowdy seems like a really good guy, and I'm sure that. I'm sure he had fun with it.
I was offending everybody, Sandler, and I apologize to you and him and everybody else. Who all have you heard from on this when you say I've heard about this? Who's talking to you about it?
Yeah,
just Sean and RJ.
No, I did hear that they did a segment on it. I haven't had
per
time
hour.
To... Yeah. Oh, really? You guys have some... I mean, are we going to do like a Royal Rumble or some sort of like tag team fight between you guys and them? Will you guys overlap in Oxnard or no?
Yeah, we're going to be there same time.
All right, maybe the tennis courts get a little, you know, a little boxing match.
I mean, luckily, usually they've gotten totally hammered and passed out before our show's over. So I don't know how much socializing we'll do, but man, I did want to ask you about Evaldi. I guess it's going to be Corbin tonight. Is that for sure?
Yeah, Corbin tonight. I think the expectation is that Evaldi will pitch this weekend. So
right on.
Yeah, that's good. Obviously, you know, anything with the back can be a concern, but you know, he seemed pretty confident right afterwards that, you know, it wasn't going to be like an extended absence, something that he even has said he had dealt with in the past. And so I think the hope is that, you know, he'll be able to start one of the games against Atlanta this weekend and then get right back on track.
Sounds good, brother. Anything else about our Rangers to tell us about before we let you go?
Well, yeah. I mean, the only thing I'd say, guys, just on the topic of Jock Peterson, he's been taking some live batting practice, and you know, he could effectively be a big trade deadline acquisition. You know,
if I think he'd be better than Assuna in the second half.
Yeah, like. I agree, Gavin. I think that I don't know, and a part of it is there's no need to take on additional money when you kind of have right. that guy. But no, I agree with you, Gavin. I think that I don't like hope as a plan, but I just think given, you know, the resources available or what we believe to be available, I think, you know, the Rangers really need Jock Peterson to come back and be really effective. Now, it doesn't address needs against lefties, but I think you can make some smaller moves to help fortify your mix against left-handed pitching with some platoon guys. But, you know, I think Jock Peterson, I know fans didn't get the best first impression because he got off to a slow start, but I think he's a guy who could really, you know, win some fans over here in the second half. He's you know, getting a little bit of a mental break, physical break, obviously, and then just sprint through the finish line could be a big asset.
Well, I have my broom out tonight in Sunnyvale watching Jared. Best of luck. Let's talk about it Friday and celebrate.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
There he goes. He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. A must follow for Rangers fans everywhere here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Do have an injured Cowboy or maybe there's something else, but a starter not at practice. Tons of stuff coming out of Oxnard. Brian Broad is going to step on the tennis courts and join the show as well with Krusty's Corner right around the corner. And we're back here. It's the G-Bag Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.